Well, but see, that's how they came. Towards the bottom of the Tzadik Dalam and Beis, the Gemara asks, how do we know that a Shoyel pays for everything, as the Mishnah says? Bishlam Shruru Mesa. The Pasuk says, V'chishalim Me'emrei Eyu, V'nishbarei Meis, that if it broke or it died, he has to pay for it. L'shuyu B'shoyel Menolan. How do we know that a Shoyel has to pay if what he borrowed was captured? V'chitayim, the Gemara asks, Ne'elof Mishruru Mesa. Just like the Einus of Shruru Mesa is Chayiv, to be paid for it. Likewise, Shvi should be the same. The Gemara says, no, there's no comparison. Mal Shvura Mesa Shekein Unsa, the Selah Gadaitehu. Shvura Mesa is something a person thinks about. It's not very rare. Terem B'Shvi Shekein Unsa, the Selah Gadaitehu. It's not something that a person generally takes into consideration. Therefore, maybe it's not Chayiv by Shvi. So the Gemara says, we know that Shvuya is Potter by Shemer Sachar, just like Shvura Mesa. The pasuk says over there, "V'shem rasechav nishbar inishbar imeis." Torah lumps them all together, just like over there, Shvuya has the same halacha as Shvura Mesa. Likewise, by Shoyel, Shvuya is going to have the same din as Shvura Mesa. The Gemara says no comparison. If the Torah patterned by Shemer Sachar Shvuya, just like Shvura Mesa, doesn't mean that the Torah is going to be mechayev by Shoyel Shvuya, just like Shvura Mesa. So the Gemara goes on to give another terror. So we learn from the word oi, as Reb Nosson says in the Braisa. It says, V'nishbar oi meis, why is it the extra word oi to tell us that Shvuya is chayiv by Shail? Al Kopanim, on the Gemara's tzad, that Shail is potter from Shvuya, asks the Shita, if you're going to potter Shail from Shvuya, then Kolshkein Shema Sachar is potter from Shvuya. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me Mufurish that a Shema Sachar is potter by Shvuya, if Shail is potter, Galshkin Shema Sachar? Bechrech from the fact that the Torah writes that Shema Sachar is potter from Shvuya, it's mochach that Shail is chayiv. So the Shita brings a rush that answers that we don't say such svaris and such diukim in the psukim, and he proves it. He says the Torah writes that by Shvura Mesa, a Shail is chayiv. Now the question is, why does the Torah have to write that? If the Torah wrote it by Shemer Sachar, Shvura Mesa is potter, so he should medayik only by Shemer Sachar, but not by Shail. Because if it was Taka potter by Shail as well, I thought they write it by Shail. And Kolshkein, I know that by Shemer Sachar. So why aren't we medayik that Shvura Mesa is chayav by Shail just from the fact that the Torah wrote it, Liptura, by Shemer Sachar? Eloma, says the Rush. True, you could make such a kalachaymer or such a diuk, but we don't make such diukim. If the Torah would just write it by Shomer Sachar, that he's potter, I would say that by Shoyel, it's going to have the same din, it'll be potter as well, even though the diuk would not be mashmal like that. It doesn't matter, we don't make such diukim. So likewise, says the Rosh, since the Torah wrote Shvuya is potter by Shomer Sachar, if we don't have any raya, any pasuk, any drasha to tell us that Shvuya is chayav by Shoyel, we would actually learn from Shomer Sachar to tell us that Shvuya is potter by Shoyel as well. Now the Rosh and the Ritva ask a similar kasha on Shemer Sachar itself. Why does the Torah have to write the Ptur of Shvuya by Shemer Sachar? Learn a Kavu Chaymer. If Shvura Mesa is going to be potter by Shemer Sachar, Kolashkein Shvuya, which is an even bigger Einus. So the Rosh answers that the reason the Torah wrote Shvuya by Shemer Sachar is really to Medaik, that by Shoyel is going to be Chayiv. Even though we learn from the word oi, however, if the Torah didn't talk about Shvuya before that, we would never be able to dashen from the word oi that it's talking about Shvuya. Since the previous parasha mentions Shvuya, and here there's a rebu of the word oi, so we learn from there that it's talking about Shvuya, that that's chayav by Shail as well. However, the Ritva gives a different Torah. The Ritva answers, the reason the Torah has to write Shvuya is potter by Shemer Sachar, even though we should really know it from a Pasha the Kal Chaymer, if Shvura Meses potter Kolshken Shvuya, the reason the Torah has to write Shvuya by Shemer Sachar is because I might think that by Nishbarei Meis, there's nothing to do. The behemoth is broken, the behemoth died. What can the Shemer Sachar possibly do to retrieve the animal for the mafkid male Torah patterson? But by Shvuya, technically it's hard work, but one can actually chase down the people that capture the animal and get it back. You might think the Torah was mechayev the Shemer Sachar to do so. Kamash Malon, the pasuk that Shvuya is potter by Shemer Sachar, even though he can theoretically get it back. Getting back to the Gemara says, how do we know that Shvuya is chayav by Shail? We know from the word oy. It says, v'nishbar oy meis, oy is timarba Shvuya. So the Gemara says, that makes sense only according to Reynison. Reynison understands when the Torah says something together. When it says, ishi jikalis oves imoy, The Torah really means or the father or the mother. The Torah doesn't mean both together. According to Rabbi Yeshia, without the pasuk of Av Imay Kilel, Dam of Boy, without a special ribu, I would think Taka there's no chiyuv unless he's mekal both his father and both his mother. Because when the Torah says two things together, the Torah means both together. It doesn't mean one or the other. So Me'el Gemara says, Mishlam, according to Rabbi Yehonasan, that when the Torah said V'nishbar and Misa, the Torah could have said V'nishbar u'meis, and I would know automatically it means one or the other. It doesn't necessarily mean both. Me'el, the word Ay is redundant, like a darshan in Rabbi Shuya. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua, if the Torah would say V'nishbar u'meis, it wouldn't say the word Ay, I would think it means it has to both be broken and die. So the word Ay is not extra, it's not redundant, because now the Torah is telling us either it broke or it died, one or the other. It doesn't have to be both a shvur or meis to be chayiv. According to Rabbi Yeshia, the word oy is not redundant. It's coming to machalik. If that's the case, how, according to Rabbi Yeshia, do we know that there's a chayiv shvuya by shayil? To which the Gemara answers, even according to Rabbi Yeshia, in this case, the Torah would not need to tell me a special pasuk to machalik. It's understood automatically, as the Gemara says on the top of Tzadikei Amud Aleph. I feel the Rabbi Yeshua lachalik hachalai tzarech. Here you don't need a pasuk to machalik. My time a svaru hu malikot lekula malikot lepalga. It's a svaru. If the Torah is machayiv for the animal dying, it makes no difference if it died halfway just being nishbar, or if it died entirely, if it was mace, whatever the case is, there's no reason to say when the Torah said the nishbar umeis, if the Torah would write that it would mean that it needs both. That's the Shachar Tari in the Gemara. Now, there was clearly a havamin in the Gemara until the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't need a pasuk to machalik. Without that, the Gemara has a havamin to say that you need to machalik. That if the Torah said nishbar umeis, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a havamin that the shayla wouldn't be chayiv unless it was both a shvura and a mesa together. Kamash from the Gemara, no. We have a svara malikot, kula malikot, lapalgo, it doesn't matter. But in the havamin, we have to understand why should they have such a havamin to say that would need both. So according to Rashi, in Divra Maschel Svarahu, Rashi explains, when the Gemara answered, it's a Svarah, that Nishbar B'loi Meis is also Chayiv, because he did a Katalak Palga, it died halfway. It seems that Rashi understood that the Gemara's Havamina was, of course, Misa alone would be Chayiv, there's no Svarah to say that it would need a Shvura also. However, I might think Nishbar by itself wouldn't be a mechayiv until it's totally dead. That's what the Gemara tells us, that v'nish bari meis, it's a svara malikot l'kula malikot l'palga, that even if it just broke, that's enough to be mechayiv. But of course, there was never a havamina that if it died by itself, that he would be potter, even if it wasn't shvura first. Now, what's shvara on this mahalach of Rashi is, and the havamina that it would need to have died, but not necessarily it was broken, so then why does the Torah have to write V'nishbar, according to that? Why, according to the words Havilah, you need Misa, why does the Torah write V'nishbar, since not Malu Meirid, without Nishbar it's still Chayiv, and with Nishbar alone it's not going to be Chayiv, unless it was Mesa also. Rashi has a different Mahalach than Rashi. Rashash also says a different Pshat than Rashi. The Rashash says that the Gemara's Havilah, you might think that it has to both be broken and die, it doesn't mean necessarily that it had to be nishbar and mace. The idea is, the Gemara's Havamina was, if the behemoth was mace kadarka, the Torah might pater a shayil because of the svara of malach mavas maliach malihasa. The animal died. What difference is who it's by? Mela, the Torah might pater in such a case. It was nishbar by itself, of course, the Torah is going to be mechayiv. As the Torah says, a nishbar. And likewise, if it was mace through nishbar, then it's going to have the same malach, it'll be chayiv. The whole shaila is if it was mace without nishbar. If it was mace and katarka, there's a svara to say that it's potter. So the Gemara answers, since it's svara malikot lekula malikot lepalga, it really makes no difference. If it was just nishbar, mace would clearly have the same din if it came to shvir. Obviously, not going to be worse if it was mace. Therefore, when the Torah wrote the word mace, the Torah obviously meant even mace or katarka, melo, when it says, oh, it's clearly coming to teach us a drasha to be marba, even shuya that a shayil is chayiv. Now, the Gemara mentions the machlokes Rabbi Yehonasan and Rabbi Yeshia, whether we understand the Torah says something together, does it mean both together, does it mean each one separately? Rabbi Yosef brings that we paskin like Rabbi Yehonasan. Since on the bottom of Tzadikei Amud Beis, Rava argues with Abaye, Rava darshens the psukim like Rabbi Yonasan, because he holds like Rabbi Yonasan, the Meila, the Halacha, is going to be like Rabbi Yonasan, that when the Pasuk says two things together, it could mean two things separately. It doesn't necessarily mean both together. What's a nafkmin and how we paskin? The Rashba writes in a tshuva, and it's brought down in Yerideya in Siman Reish Tesayin, in Siman Reish Chav Ches, that if somebody was mashbia his son, that he shouldn't lend money unless it's Bereshus, Reuven, and Shimon. And this son went ahead, and he got Reshus from Reuven. He didn't get Reshus from Shimon. The question is, based on that tshuva, does he have the right to lend the money just by asking permission from one and not the other? Did he mean both Reuven and Shimon together, or did he mean Reuven or Shimon? That L'chayr is telling the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yishya. When a person says Reuven and Shimon, does it mean or Reuven or Shimon, or does he mean Reuven and Shimon together? And since we paskin like Rabbi Yonasan that it could mean each one separately, therefore, this son who was nishba not to lend money without permission from Reuven and Shimon can rely just on the Rishus he got from Reuven. He doesn't need Shimon Rishus as well. The Chanarach passes like this, the Ramah passes like this. However, the Taz and the Shach are very upset with this. How is it possible to compare a neder that a person makes to the Machlokes Rabbeinus and Yishya, which is talking about the Lashon of the Torah? It could be that when the Torah says two words together, it doesn't necessarily mean that he wants both together, according to Rabbeinus, and it could be each one separately. However, by Nedarim, which is based on Lashon Bnei Adam, what comparison is there to Rabbeinus and Yishya? Whatever people mean when they say that. And if the consensus is that people mean both together, even if the halacha is like Rabbi Yonasan, still, this person who was nishba would not be able to lend the money without getting permission from both Reuven and Shimon. Now, I saw in the Sefer Horus with Tziyunim, he tells to a Taisus in Yevamis, the Fine Aleph, that says, when there is no clear minig by Lashon Bnei Adam, we tak will learn Lashon Bnei Adam from Sukkim. Taisus brings several rayas to that. I'll call upon him according to that. If there's taka a clear lashon what people mean when they say Reuven and Shimon and they mean both, so obviously we won't say that we're going to go after the machlekes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yishya over here. But in a case, in a place where there's no clear minig what Reuven and Shimon denotes, does it mean both together or each one separately? In that case, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yishya will definitely come into play over here, and therefore, since that halacha is like Rabbi Yonasan, the neder would be considered mekuyim if he just asked one, since we pass on Rabbi Yonasan, that one out of two is enough. Unless he specified otherwise that it needs both together. Now, getting back to the Gemara asks, how do we know the child is chayiv b'gnei aveda? It doesn't say that in the Torah. It just says that he's chayiv by einsin. So the Gemara says, you can't learn from shvuro meso, from einsin, because over there, there's nothing you can do about it. The animal's dead. But over here, technically, by gnei aveda, the child can go look for it and bring it back, maybe he's not going to be chayiv. The Gemara says, we learn a couple of chayiv from Hashem HaSachar. If Hashem HaSachar, who's potter from Einzin, is chayiv, B'gnei Aveda, a shayil who's chayiv in Einzin, is chayiv in Shvura Mesa, Kolshgein, he's going to be chayiv in Gnei Aveda. The Gemara says, I could really ask a perach on that, because Ma'al Hashem HaSachar, that if the Hashem HaSachar is turning town as Ganav, he says it was stolen from me. B'list and Mezuyan, there were armed robbers who stole it from me. The Gemara asserts right now that if it comes out that he was lying and he really kept it for himself, I'll have a din of Tain Tain Esganev that he's going to be chayiv v'kefal, and he lied, he's going to be chayiv v'kefal. And by Shoyil, it won't make a difference. Even if he's Tain Tain Esganev by listening to Mezuyin, he'll be chayiv. It's going to be like any Einus, and Mamele will never wind up paying kefal. So the Gemara says, you see, there is some sort of a hechatimsa where a Shem HaSachar is more chomer than a Shayil, because a Shem HaSachar can wind up paying kefal, whereas a Shayil can't. So where it says, it doesn't matter, that's not considered a chomer, karno b'lo shvu adifa, it's a bigger chomer to make the Shayil pay without giving him the opportunity to get out of it, even though he'll never wind up paying kefal, it doesn't matter, we don't look at that, that's a peripheral chomer. Afterwards, the Gemara gives a second Teretz Yibo Yisayma, listing Mezuyin, are considered a gazlan and melo by Hashem HaSachar. Even if Tainus listed Mezuyin and he swore falsely and he was taka proven a liar, he had it by himself, it's not going to be considered like a Tain Tainus Ganav. And Hashem HaSachar himself wouldn't pay kefal even if he lied and had it. Now, on the Gemara's Kasha, when the Gemara asked Hashem HaSachar pays kefal by Tain Tainus Ganav by listed Mezuyin and by Shayul, he's not going to wind up paying kefal, so therefore we see there's a chatim, so where Hashem HaSachar is more chomer than a Shayil. The Shainim ask, Why does the Gemara understand that a shayil for sure will be chayiv by tayin tainas listed mezuyin? We don't know yet that a shayil is chayiv b'gneva aveda. We're busy figuring it out now from shomer sachar. That's what the Gemara's gufa talking about. So why does the Gemara understand this davar pashut that if a shayil tainas it was stolen from him by listed mezuyin that he'll be chayiv? We don't know the gneva aveda yet chayiv by shayil, so why will this be any different? So the Ritva answers simply, and the Ran also. List of mezuyin is bechlal shvuya. So since the Torah expressly is machayev a shayil by shvuya, tainus list of mezuyin will be included in that. Tamid Rav Peretz answer that tainus list of mezuyin is bechlal shvuru mesa. It's not bechlal shvuya, it's bechlal shvuru mesa, since he cannot go after it, he can't get it back. List of mezuyin, there's no way he'll be able to retrieve it. They'll clearly overpower him. Mimela, it's going to have the din of a regular einus of shvura mesa. However, gneva aveda, since it's possible for him to get it back, that might not be under that general category, and therefore the Gemara has to find a pasuk a limud to teach us that a shayil is chayiv gneva aveda as well. Now, getting back to the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara asked by shayil, since he'll definitely be chayiv itainas a taino that it was stolen by listen mezuyin, so mele there won't be ever a case of kefil by a shayil, because what could he taina? He's always going to be chayiv on the spot, whatever itainas. Ask success in Simon Shin Mem Sif Cotton Gimel, I'll find out Hechatimsa where a shayil is going to wind up paying kefil. What's the case? There's machlokes what the din of Mesa Macht Melacha is. Bezer Hashem, we'll get there later on in the perek. But Bekitzer, there's one approach that Mesa Macht Melacha, the shayil is potter, because it's talking about the mashal gave him something faulty. It's Pshias HaMashal. The mashal lent him a behema that was sick and the animal died because he worked with it. That's not going to be a taina on the shayil, it's a taina on the mashal. You knew I'm working with it, and it's meila going to be your fault, not mine, and the shayil's potter. There's another mahalach in why or how Mesa Machs Melacha works. It doesn't have to be pshias hamashal. It could be there was nothing wrong with what the mashal gave him. But if the shayil told the mashal, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm going to take the para on this and this road, and on that particular road, there are ganovim. But the mashal knew that he's going on that road. The halacha is, according to some shittas, even though there was nothing wrong with the animal, that too will be considered a mesa machas melacha if ganovim stole the beima on the road that the shayil clearly said he's going on. Because the mashal is sofer v'kibul. He was masking, he was meichel any hezek that comes about by going on that road. According to that, asks the ksais, there's a Pasha Dechadimsa where the Shayel Ketayin and Tainas Geneva, and he'll be potter from paying, and if it comes out that he was lying, he'll be Chayiv and Kefil. What's that case? Very Pasha. He told the Mashal, I'm going on this and this road. It's Taka, a dangerous road. The Mashal knew that. He knows that there's a danger that the animal may get stolen. And lo and behold, that's what happened. The shayil took the behemoth on that road and it was stolen. The halach is, the shayil can taina, according to this sheet in the Rishayim, the shayil can taina, it's meis ma'achas malacha. You knew that's what I'm doing, you were a son of a kibbutz, you accepted that. So if that's the case, if there's a case where a shayil can taina, taina's geneva, and be potter from paying, it'll come out that if he was lying, and he swore falsely, and he kept it for himself, the Eidim proved that, that law will be allowed to pay kefil. So if that's the case, why does the Gemara assume that Shemer Socher is more chomer than Shail in this prat, that a Shemer Socher can get to Tainus kefil, but Tainus ganev, and can never happen by Shail? The Ksais shows there's a case where by Shail that can happen just as well. So the Ksais answer is, since the case of the Shemer Socher winding up chayiv to pay kefil through Tainus ganev is so much more shchiach than the case of a Shail, and the Shail is a very, very rare case. It has to be that it was Mesa Machs Melacha, and the Gneva happened based on the road that he said he's going to go on. Since it's not Shchiach, the Gemara holds that wouldn't be a comparison to the Tain Tanis Ganef that causes Kefil by Shemer Socher, and therefore the Gemara had it said that Shemer Socher is more Chomer than Shail, because it's much more common for the Shemer Socher to wind up paying Kefil than the Shail. Rabbi Chanan Bava Basra, Ois Tof Reish Nuntes, gives a different terrace to the Ksaisa's Kasha. He says that based on the Yisoid of the Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Kama Daftun Zayin, Death that we say a Toyantan is Ganif, and he turned out to be a liar, is going to pay Kefal. That's only when he was trying to patter himself with a Tainas Geneva. But over here, he's not pattering himself with a Tainas Geneva. He's pattering himself with Tainas Mesa Machmas Malacha. Tosis Babakama Daf and Zayin with Beis, Dibra Maschal Nimsa, also has a suffix regarding if a Shemer Sachar, or let's say a Shail, with Taina that it was stolen with their potter because it was Bailavimai, and comes out that he was lying and he swore falsely. He was saying in such a case, that to pay Kefil, because he really wanted to pattern himself with Tainas Geneva. Or no, do we say that Tainas Ganav is only going to Machayev Kefil if he wanted to pattern himself with Tainas Geneva, if he had a Zaitig reason, a different reason to pattern himself, not as the Taina of Geneva itself. Rather, it's Shmir Babailim, or it's Mesa Machas Malacha, since the tour is not an integral part of the Taina of Tainas Ganav, not that the Geneva patterns him. Taisa is such a sad, and really the Shita Taka answers like this, there is no such a din of Tain Tanis Ganav that he's going to pay Kefil if the Tain of Gnev itself wouldn't pater him. If it's only for a side reason that he'd be pater, because of Shmir Babailim, or because of Mesa Machas Malacha, in such a case that's not called Tain Tanis Ganav, maybe he wouldn't be Chayiv Kefil. If that's the case, the Ksaisa's cash is not Shver. The Ksaisa asked, by Shail, we also find the Echatim of Tain Tanis Ganav was going to pay Kefil if it was Mesa Machas Malacha. According to the Shita and Baba Kama, that wouldn't be a Machayev of Kefal, because even though he's trying to pattern himself with the Taina of Geneva, the reason of the Ptur is not the Geneva itself, rather because it's Meis Machas Malacha, and therefore it won't be Machayev Kefal. That's not considered Toyin Tanis Ganav. Now, getting back to the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara's second Teretz was Lista Mezuyin Gazlanu. Since Lista Mezuyin is a Gazlanu, Melech Hashem Rasachar wanted to Taina, Taina's Geneva, and get off the hook by saying, Tainas list in Mizuyin, where there's Hechatim, so he'd pay Kefil. If it had a din of a Ganav, if the Gemara says no. Since he has a din of a Gazlan, it's not going to be Mechayev Kefil. Therefore, there's no Chaymer by Shemer Sachar more than Shail, because there's no Tainas Ganav by Shemer Sachar that could be Mechayev him Kefil. So in Mele, he's just like Shail, just like by Shail. If he is Tainas Ganav, he pays Karen and not Kefil. Likewise, by Shemer Sachar, if he were to Tainas Ganav, he'd pay only Karen and not Kefil. And even if he said, it was taken by Lista Mezuyin, he wound up paying only Karen, not Kefil, because Lista Mezuyin is a Gazlan. Ask Taisa's Nefim Beis. I'm going to show you a Hechatimtza where a Shemar Zachar could be Tain Tanis Ganif, and he's going to get off the hook, he's going to be Potter, and a Mele, if it wound up that he's lying and he stole it for himself, he'll have to pay Kefil. What's that Hechatimtza? Taisa says, L'chaira, if it was a Gnevas Aynes, if the Shemar Zachar dug a hole 100 Amas deep, and he hid the Pikadon over there. Ganavim came, they drilled underneath the ground. It was something that it's a incredibly rare and incredibly wild occurrence. There's no way anybody could have possibly dreamed that was going to happen. L'chayra, such a case is an Inus. Generally, the Gneva that we're talking about is a regular Gneva where somebody steals an item from somebody else, or Aveda got lost. It's a normal occurrence. It's not considered an Inus. But in a case where robbers dug underneath a bank and took out the vault, that's considered a Gnevas Aynes. In such a case, L'chayra, the Shemar Sachar is going to be Potter. If that's the case, then we have a Hechatimtza where a Shemar Sachar could pattern himself between Tainas Ganav by a Gnevas Aynes. In such a case, a Shail would be Chayiv, even if he Tainas such a thing, maybe he'll pay just Karen. The Shemar Sachar will be Potter, and therefore, if it works out that he was lying, he's going to wind up paying Kefil. We have a Hechatimtza where the Shemar Sachar could wind up paying Kefil between Tanis Ganav and not the Shail. So, if that's the case, the Gemara's cash is back on. So, Taisus first suggests that it should come out from our Sugya that even by Gneva Sainus, if a Shemar Sachar or Tainus that it was stolen from him by Inus, there was nothing he could have possibly done. He came out with a terrible, terrible sickness. There's no way he could have watched it. Or it was hidden very, very well. It was locked away 100 feet under the ground. There's no normal way a Ganav could have gotten it. There was a tremendously rare and strange occurrence. No one could have ever imagined it would be stolen. In such a case, Taisa says, L'chayit smukha from our Gemara, that nevertheless he'll be chayiv. Why? The Torah was machayiv, asher masocha for Gneva, and the Torah is not machayiv between Gneva as Einus or regular Gneva. However, Taisa has a hard time accepting that. Why should we say that a Gneva as Einus should be chayiv by Shem HaSachar. How is it different than any other oinus? Of course he'll be potter. What could he possibly have done? Why wouldn't Gnevas oinus be any different than listed Mezuyin that the Gemara understands that there's no taina on the Shem HaSachar? What could he have done? And Taisa says, don't say that since the Torah was Machayiv Hashem HaSachar for Gneva, so any Gneva is Bechlal, because if that were the case, why does the Gemara understand that by list of Mezuyin he's Potter, list of Mezuyin according to one Shita is a Ganif? And nevertheless, the Gemara understands as never Pashit that such a Gneva, the Shem HaSachar is going to be Potter. So obviously we take into consideration what kind of Gneva, if it's in the normal realm of Gneva, or if it's something off the charts. Just like list of Mezuyin is going to be a reason to Potter a Shem HaSachar, even though it's a Gneva, likewise, a Gneva Sainis, if he did all that's humanly possible and Bechalzis was stolen, Taisus understands it has to be Potter. So if that's the case, Taisus says we're back to square one. We have a kash in our Gemara. Why does the Gemara understand that Shoyel is equal to Shem HaSachar? There's no Chaymer in Shem HaSachar, but Shoyel, because Shem HaSachar is like Shoyel, just like Shoyel can never be Chayv Kefal B'tayin Tanaz Ganav. Likewise, a Shem HaSachar can never be Chayiv and capable of Tain Tain Ganav. I have a case where a Shem HaSachar could be Tain Tain Ganav and is going to be Potter. And therefore, if it proves in the end that he was lying, he's going to have to pay Kefal. So Taisus answers that we learned that a Shoyel is Chayiv and Gneva, we only know that from Shem HaSachar. If that's the case, if we only know Gneva by a Shoyel from Gneva of a Shem HaSachar, so just like Gneva of a Shem HaSachar is Potter Ba'inus, likewise Gneva of a Shoyel is going to be Potter Ba'inus. So in Mele, there's never going to be a Chaymer more by Shem HaSachar than by Shoyel. Whatever din Shem HaSachar is going to have regarding Gneva Ba'inus, Shoyel will have the same halacha. Asks Taisus, Lamaisa, La Halacha, we know that a Shoyel is Chayiv by Gneva Ba'inus, whereas a Shem HaSachar is not Chayiv by Gneva Ba'inus. So Taisus says, we know that from the Vav Maisif. Since the Torah wrote V'chi yishalish, and we're meisif what it says in the parasha of Shem HaSachar onto what it says in the parasha of Shoyel, Memela, it's as if the Torah wrote expressly that a Shoyel is chayiv in Gneva Aveda. And since the Torah wrote that a Shoyel is chayiv in Einus as well, so it's clear that even Gneva Be'einus is going to be chayiv by a Shoyel. Now, that the Gemara is trying to learn from a Kal V'chaymer, from Shem HaSachar, that a Shoyel is chayiv by Gneva Aveda, that's only with before we know the limud of the Vav Maisif. But once we know the limud of Vav Maisif, so we'll know from there that a Shoyel is Chayiv Gneva Aveda, even Gneva Aveda of Einus. But Shem HaSachar, of course, is going to be Potter from Gneva Aveda of Einus, according to Taisus and Daf Mem Beis. However, Shitas HaTaisus and Baba Kama Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph is that Gneva Einus is not going to be Chayiv by Shem HaSachar. Taisus proves it from our Gemara. And the fact that the Gemara understood that there is no case where a Shem HaSachar could be Tain Tainas Ganav and be Potter. So it's mochach that a Shem HaSachar Tainas Ganav Ba'inus will still be chayiv to pay like any regular Gneva. And the reason is, Taisus says, because the Torah is machayiv Gneva by a Shem HaSachar, and the Torah is not machalik between a regular Gneva or Gneva Sainus. The Torah was machayiv b'chol oifen. I asked Taisus, if that's the case, so why by listing Mezuyin do we understand that a Shem HaSachar will be Potter? If he Tainas listing Mezuyin, we say Shem HaSachar doesn't have to pay to the Mafkid, why not? I were Machayiv, a Shem HaSachar for Gneva in every Eifen. So Taisus says, Enachanami, any kind of Gneva is going to be Chayiv, even if it's a Gneva Sinus, as long as it's under the category of Gneva. However, listing Mezuyin is under the category of Shvuya. It's a different kind of way of losing the Pikodin, and therefore the Torah was not Mechayiv as Shem HaSachar for Shvuya. Therefore, Listen Mezuyin is going to be Potter by Shem HaSachar. So we have two Shitas in Taisus. We have Taisus of Metzia, Daf Mem Beis, that holds a Shem HaSachar who did all that he could do to watch the Pikodin, and there was a Gneva which could be categorized as a Gneva's Einus. It was something he couldn't have passively foreseen. The halacha is that he's going to be potter. The Torah didn't mean that. However, Shitas HaTaisus and Bav Makama Daf Nun Zayin is any kind of gneva that was done, Shem HaSachar is going to have to pay. The Torah was not mechalik between one gneva and another, and therefore, Shem HaSachar is going to be chayiv in every eifen that it's a gneva. If it's listed mezuyin, that's not called gneva. That's actually called shvuya, and therefore, the Shomer Sachar will be potter. There's a third sheet in the Rishayim that draws a distinction between what kind of einus there is. If it's an einus in the chayfetz, the ganav dug 100 amas deep and he got to the chayfetz, even though it wasn't a normal standard gneva, nevertheless, the Torah is going to be mechayiv, and the Torah is mechayiv every gneva. However, if it was an einus in the Shomer, if the Shomer got sick, the Shomer got tied up, he couldn't have watched the chayfetz. In such a case, since he didn't have a chiv shmir at that point, he was an einus, Mimela, he'll be potter from paying. Rikveger goes through the different shittas in the beginning of Simon Shin Gimel. Now, moving down the Amud, the Gemara brings machlekes between Rav Achman and Ravina by Apshim by Bailam. The Torah says, V'chi shalish me mreye v'nish bari meis, ba'ala v'ayni mai shalim yishalim. The Torah is talking about Einis, if it's ba'ala v'imai, the Shomer is going to be potter. So the Gemara says, Mikra nidr shlofanav, according to everybody, and it's going back on the parasha of Shomer Sachar, even by Gneva v'Aveda. The question between Rav Achman and Ravina is, does it go back to Lifnei Fanav also? Does it go back two parashas before that? Is the Torah referring to Pshia as well? Even if it's Pshia, the Gemara brings a shita that holds that if it's Bebailim, it's going to be Potter. And there's a shita that the Gemara brings holds his Chayiv. What's that loch? Taisa says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Chananel, the potter by Pshia Bebailim, because wherever there's Machlaikis, Rav Achman Ravina, Halacha Givrei HaMeikel, and over here, by Patrick, we bring Meikel for the Muchsuk, Selik Mamun L'Hokel, therefore we pass in the Pshia Bailam as potter. Now the question is Taisa saying that Misafik, or is Taisa saying that's Taka the Halacha, that Pshia Bailam as potter? The Nafkamina is, if somebody was Typhus, if the Mafkir or the Mashal was Typhus, if it's Misafik that Taisa passes that Pshia Bailam as potter, so then in this case we'll be able to keep it. If it's not Misafik, that's the Halacha, so then the Mashal or the Mafkid will have to give it back. The Goin in Simon Shin Mem Vov, Schiv Kotten Tes Vov, L'chayro holds that the Halacha is the Pshia Bailam is Potter only Misafik. The Goin over there explains why the Ramam holds by the Sfekis and the next Blat and Daf Tzadik Vov that there are different cases where it's a Safik, whether it's Shmir Bailam or not. The Halacha is, of course, that the Nifkat is Potter, it's a Safik. However, in a case where it's Pshia by Safik Shmir Bailam, over there the Rambam paskins that the Shayil will be Chayiv, the Nifkat will be Chayiv, even though it's Bailam. Why? The Gaon explains. There are two Sfeikas. First of all, the Gemara has a Safik. There are different Shayils in the Gemara that's Tzadik Vav. So since it's not Nifshat, we don't have a clear Psak Mail, that's Safik number one. And secondly, Pshia Bailam is another Suffolk. There's two Sfeikas, and when there's two Sfeikas already, then the Rambam is going to be Machayiv. So you see, Al Kulpanim, the Goyen learns that that we pass in Pshia Bailam is Chayiv is not Bevadai, it's only Misafik. However, the Pashas Mashmos in Taisus and in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pashas Mashmos of the Halacha is that it's Potter Bevadai. Now, regarding the Ikar Halacha of Shmir Bailam, it's Yadua, the sheet of the Rambam, that even though there's no shmira by avodim shtaris for karkois, as the Gemara says in the fourth perek, nevertheless, shitas harambam is that if he's pesheya by avodim shtaris for karkois, in such a case, he's going to be chayiv. And the Rambam explains, because pshia is midin mazik. The Ravid asks him that if that's the case, if you're telling me that pshia is a din of mazik and it's not a regular chiv of shaymrim, so then why do we say pshia b'bailam is potter? If somebody is mazik, his friend's chafotzim, even though his friend is working for him, we don't say there's halacha that mazik b'bailam is potter. Why here does the Rambam understand that pshia b'bailam is going to be potter if you're telling me that the Rambam holds that pshia is midin mazik? Now the Mishnah Lemelech writes in Hilchos Shluchim Meshutfin that according to the Rambam, we only say that Pshia B'Bailam is going to be potter. That's only the kind of Pshia where he was negligent. He didn't watch the chayfetz properly. But if he did the kind of Pshia where he was mazik b'yadayim, in such a case, of course, he's going to be chayiv, even though it's Shmir B'Bailam. Such as if a shutif was being shamer, the objects of the shutfis, and he sold it too early, he sold it at a loss, he sold it improperly, the halacha is the Rambam's mechayiv. Ayashmira Bailam. His friend is working for him. Why do we say that the Shutif that was Mazik, the wares of the Shutif's Bapshia, is Chayiv Ayashmira Bailam? So the Mishnah Malach explains, if he's doing a Hezek B'Yadayim, doing a proper Hezek, there's no Ptur of Mazik by Shmir B'Bailam. If it's just the Pshia of Shaimrim, in such a case, Shmir B'Bailam will patter. Because there are two levels of Pshia. There's Pshia of Mazik B'Yadayim, that's regular Adam Mazik. That, of course, there's no Ptur of Shmir B'Bailam. The Ptur of Mazik, of Pshia by Shaimrim, if it's just through being negligent, true, it also is a Indian of Mazik, but still it's a Mazik of Teira Shemirim. It's not a regular Mazik. Therefore, it's Shayach the Ptur of Shmir Bailam. Now, with this basic idea, Reb Chaim really explains the difference according to the Rambam between Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois and Shmir Bailam. The Ravid asked on the Rambam, how could he say that Pshi is Mitam Mazik, and therefore by Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois? If that were the case, it's Bamash and Mazik, then why would we say by Shmira Bailam that the halacha is that Pshia Bailam is Potter? There's no halacha that Mazik Bailam is Potter. So the basic teretz that's found in the Achrayim on the Rambam, why Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois is going to be Chayiv Pshia, as the Rambam says, Pshia is Midin Mazik, and Shmira Bailam is not going to be Chayiv by Pshia, even though Pshia is Midin Mazik, as the Ravid asks. The answer is, the Shach in Simen Samachvav, Sivkan Kuvchavav writes that it's two distinct Kedarim why Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois are Potter from Shmira and Shmira Bailam is Potter. As the Shach explains, the Shach says that that's the Adavar Pashat, that what the Rambam writes, that a Pishay is a Mazik, it doesn't necessarily mean a real Mazik Medine Niskeyodim, as we mentioned earlier from the Mishnah Melech. It's only a kind of mazik in the parasha of Shaimrim. So therefore, the Rambam holds, since it's a mazik, there's an element of mazik al-koponim in the mosik of a peshe by a Shaimer, it's mistaber that it'll have to pay. Even if there was no posuk, the Sfar Chitzayna says that it would have to pay. Therefore, the Shach says, when the posuk is a mayit, avad mishtaris v'karkois, from paying and from shua, it's not mistaber that the Torah is a mayit these things from the chiyuv of pshia as well, because there is an element of mazik, and it's mistaber that the Torah would be mechayiv the miyut without a pasuk. The miyut of Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois is only what the pasuk was mechadish, shvua and tashlumin for different hefseidim, but for pshia, which has an element of mazik involved, you don't even need a pasuk technically. That's why the Rambam says that for pshia is chayiv even by Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois. They weren't dismayed from what it says in the pasuk. But from what you need a pasuk for, there's no miyut. However, by Shmir B'Bailam, the Torah wasn't a mayit that is potter from paying the chiyuvim that the Torah was machadish by Shemr. The Torah says in Balavim Alei Yishalem, it's going on everything. And Einsin, Gneva, Aved, Namshia, anything that the pasuk's talking about. And the gather is that the Torah was mafkia a Shemr by Balavim Alei as if he's not a Shemr at all. He's like Inish the Almas, the Lashon of the Shach. Regarding Chiyuvim, the Torah says he's not a Shomer at all. Memeila, it's understandable why the Rambam holds that by Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois, he has to pay by Pshia, because Lemaisa, he's a Shomer. And you don't need a Pasuk to tell us that he has to pay, because he's a Mazik. So Memeila, that is not going to be excluded through the Klal Uprata Klal, that excludes Avodah Mesharis V'Karkois. However, Shmir B'Bailam, the Torah says clearly that he doesn't have to pay for anything, and the reason is because he's considered a shomer. He's a total stranger regarding the shmir over here. The Torah was mafkia from him, the shem shomer, and therefore he's not going to be chayev for anything, as the mazik of pshia is not a mazik of nizkei odom. It's a mazik of shomerim, and here the Torah said he's not considered a shomer. Now, this hanocha that the Shach just said, that Shmir B'Bailam is mafkia from him, the Shem Shomer, he's not considered a Shomer at all. That's not so poshut. The Ksais, in the beginning of a Simen Shin Mem Vav, and the Nesivos at the end of Reish Tzadik Aleph, both hold that by Shmir B'Bailam, it's Shayach, the Halach of Shlichus Yad. If the Shomer took the Pikodin to use for himself, something that they didn't make up, the Shomer is going to be Chayiv in Einsin, Medin Shlichus Yad, as the Gemara talks about towards the end of Perek HaMafkid. If he didn't have a din of a Shomer, if he was Ke'inish Da'alma, as the Shach says, there was no way he'd be Chayiv Medin Shlichus Yad. Melo, since the Ksais and the Sivas prove this halacha that there is a Shlichus Yad even by Shomer HaBailim from a Gemara HaMafkid, it would seem that it's a raya against a shach. It would seem that it's a raya that even when there's shmir b'bailim, the nifkat or the shayil have a din of a shomer. They're not kinesh d'alma. It's just that they're potter from the regular cases of tashlum. And really, the nesiva says of mefurish that even by shmir b'bailim, he has a din shomer. It's just that they're poturi tashlumin, and by shlichus yad he is chayiv. However, the stipler says even if we accept the nesiva's premise that by Shmira B'Bailim there's still going to be din of Shlichus Yad, the stipler really challenges that. He says he has a different halach in the sugya in the end of a mafkid, but even if we grant the Nesiva as the premise, really the Ksais holds the same way, that there's Shlichus Yad even by Shmira B'Bailim, that doesn't mean that by Shmira B'Bailim is considered a Shomer. The din of Shlichus Yad is not a halacha in Chiyuvei Shmira, says the stipler. The halacha of Shlichus Yad is for anybody who's considered a shayel or a nifkad, even without the chiyuvei shmir, just in mitzias. In fact, he happens to be somebody who's watching his friend's possession. Since Lamaisa, he was moil, he betrayed the person who gave it to him. True, he doesn't have the Torah's shayel, Torah's shemachinim, Torah's shemersachar, if it's Shmir B'Bailam, but nevertheless, he is a Nifkat. Nevertheless, he has his friend's possession by him. Even if he doesn't have a din of a shayil, but he has a metzias of a shayil, that's enough to be mechayiv the din of Shlichus Yad if he actually was Shaleach Yad in the Pikodin. The din of Shlichus Yad is not Aloch and Chivei Shmir. The din of Shlichus Yad is Aloch and Hilchos Gezela. The Melo, it's not a raya, even if we say there's a din of Shlichus Yad by Shmir B'Bailam, it will not be a raya that a shomer, that Zbala Vimoy, is really considered a shomer. It can still be Inish Da'almo, nevertheless, there'll still be a din of Shlichus Yad as its Medina Gzeilo. Now really there's another raya that Shmir B'Bailam is considered a shomer. The Ksayas is Mesupik, and later on he brings this Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, if a shomer who's Zbala Vimoy, does he have to swear Shvuas HaShomer when he wants to patr himself with a taina that patras? Does he have to swear Shvuas Shloim Bashati Bo, Shvuas Shein Bershusai? So the Ksais brings you Yerushalmi that brings him Achleikas about this. So it would come out according to the Man D'Omar that he has to swear L'chayrit Smochach that Shita holds that he's a Shomer. It's not possible to mechayiv somebody Shvuas HaShomer if he's not a Shomer. Now the Nesivus explains that Machleikas in the Machlaikas in our Gemara, if Pshia B'Bailam is Potter or Chayy. If you hold Pshia B'Bailam is Potter, so he doesn't have to swear Shvuas Shloim Pashati Bo. If you hold Pshia B'Bailam is Chayy, so then he'll have to swear Shvuas Shloim Pashati Bo. And then Nesivus says more than that. The Shvuas She'ein B'Rishusai, that he has to swear normally, that he doesn't have it in his Rishus, that Shvuas, according to everybody, he'll have to swear. So, L'chayr, the Nesivus says, it's Mocha from the Yerushalmi, that by Shmir B'Bailam, he's considered a Shomer. Just there are certain Peturim. What the Torah didn't patur him Behedya. What the Torah didn't say expressly, he doesn't have to do, such as swearing. He'll take a Bichayiv because he's take a Shomer. Which L'chayr is a Raya against the Shah. However, the stipler here too disagrees with the Nesivus. The stipler says, Machleik is whether he has to swear Shalei Pashati Ba, is really, as the Nesivus says, totally in the Machleik is whether Pshia B'Bailam is Potter or Chayiv. If you hold Pshia B'Bailam is Potter, so he doesn't have to swear. If you hold Pshia B'Bailam is Chayiv, he have to swear. But that goof of the Machlokes of whether Pshia B'Bailam is Potter or Chayiv is totally in this Shaila. If you hold Pshia B'Bailam is Potter, it's as the Shach says, he's not a Shomer at all. If you hold Pshia B'Bailam is Chayiv, then clearly he's considered a Shomer. Otherwise, he'd be Potter from Pshia. The Melel Stipler says that the Shvu of Einar B'Shusai will also be totally in this. If you hold, he's a Shomer, and he has to swear Shalei Pashati Bo, and that's why Pshia B'Bailam is Chayiv, will have to swear Shomer B'Shusai also. However, if you hold Pshiyah B'Bailamus Potter, Remelo, he's not a Shomer. Remelo doesn't have to swear. Not only doesn't he have to swear Shalei Pashati Bo, he doesn't have to swear Shani B'Shusay also, because the reason he doesn't have to swear is totally in the reason that Pshiyah B'Bailamus Potter, because he's talking not a Shomer. Remelo, since Halacha we hold that Pshiyah B'Bailamus Potter, Remelo will hold that he won't have to swear not Shalei Pashati Bo and not Shani B'Shusay, and that's because, as the Shach says, a Shmir B'Bailam is not considered a Shomer at all. Now, it's interesting to note, really, the Nesivus says just the opposite from the Shach. The Nesivus says, by Shmir B'Bailam, he's considered a Shomer, whereas Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois, the Nesivus holds he's not considered a Shomer at all. And that's why the Nesivus says, there's no din of Shlichus Yad by Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois. As the Nesivus quotes the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Tzadik Vav. Now, why would there be no Shlichus Yad? The Nesivus asserts, because there's no din shmira b'chlal by avad mishtarais v'karkois. The Torah was totally mafkia shmira from avad mishtarais v'karkois. Whereas by shmira b'ayim, the Nesivus understands, the Torah wasn't mafkia him from being a shomer at all, just from chiv tashlumin, and therefore there'll be a din shlichas yad by shmira b'ayim. Now, as we said earlier, the Stipler says it's no raya from the fact that the Shlichas Yad by Shmir of Abaylam, that by Shmir of Abaylam is considered a Shomer, because the din of Shlichas Yad is a halacha and hilchos gzeila, not a halacha and chiyuvei shmira. Meila Stipler uses that svara to knock off the raya of the Nesivus that Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois are not b'dinei shmira. Like we said, the Nesivus says, from the fact that there's no din of Shlichas Yad by Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois, it's mochach, that there's no din shmira b'chlal by avad mishtaris v'karkois, the exact opposite of what the Shach said. The Stipler says, there's no raya. Since the whole halacha of shlichas yad is not a halacha nilchas chivei shmira, it could be, of course, there's chivei shmira by avad mishtaris v'karkois, for what the Torah didn't expressly patter. Aye, why isn't there no din of shlichas yad? Because shlichas yad is not a halacha nilchas chivei shmira. Shlichas yad is a halacha nilchas gzeila. It's a particular case of gzeila that the Torah said by somebody who's a nifkat. And since the halacha is karkin and gzeila, so there's no gzeila by avad mishtaris v'karkois, it's nismayit from a klal prata klal in perek ha-gozel. Mela, there won't be din of shlichas yad by avad mishtaris v'karkois as well, but there's no raya from here that there's no din shomer by avad mishtaris v'karkois. Of course it's in Shmira. Why isn't there Shlichas Yad? Because it's Halacha Nilchas Gzeila, and these things, Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois, were Nismayit Milchas Gzeila. That's all Torah and Shitas HaRambam, as we're trying to explain why the Rambam holds that there's a Chiyuv Pshiyah by Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois, and there's no Chiyuv Pshiyah by Shmira B'Bailam. However, now we have to really examine the Shitas HaRaivit. As we said, the Ravid argues on the Rambam. He doesn't understand how the Rambam can differentiate between Pshiyah B'Bailam, which is Potter, and Pshiyah by Shtaris Avad V'Karkois, which is Chayiv. If it's Din Mazik, there's no way to differentiate between the two. That's the Ravid's Kasha, and we just mentioned the Shach's Mahalach to differentiate between Shmir B'Bailam and Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois. However, the Ravid itself needs understanding. It would seem from the Ravid here, the Ravid that asks in Hilchas Chirus, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, on the Rambam, that says, that by Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois, there is a Chiyuv Pshiyah, within Mazik. What's the difference between that and Shmir B'Bailam? If he's Pshiyah, he's Potter, even though he's a Mazik. Therefore, the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he holds by Avad Mishtaris V'Karkois, he's Potter by Pshiyah as well. It seems from the Ravid's Kasha on the Rambam that he holds that there's no tour of Shmir B'Bailam by a Mazik. That's why, if the Rambam holds that Pshiyah is a Mazik, it wouldn't be Potter by Shmir B'Bailam. However, we find a Ravid that says just the opposite. There's a contradiction. In Hilchas Ishus, Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Tes, the Rambam paskins that if a woman was working for her husband, and she broke Kalim, she broke his tools while she was doing housework, the Halacha is that she's Potter to pay him. The Rambam says it's not a din, it's just a takana, because you're not going to have shalom bayis otherwise. If she's always going to be paying for things that she broke, there's going to be fights between them, therefore it's a takana that she doesn't have to pay. The Ravid says, you don't have to come on to a takana. Leiman Hashem was there, elam nei shehi shmir b'baylam. Shehu sachal abachol shah, he's working for her, he has to be a farnesser, he has to work for her, memeila, it's shmir b'baylam. She's a shamer on his kalim. He's working for her. So she's going to be potter. She broke it. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, how could the Ravid say Shmir Bebailam is going to potter her if she broke his kalim? Shmir Bebailam is not going to potter by a mazik, the Ravid says. The Ravid's whole kash on the Rambam was, how could he say Pshia is midin mazik? Shmir Bebailam is potter by Pshia, and there's no way Shmir Bebailam is going to potter a mazik. And here the Ravid says that the reason the wife is potter from paying for her husband's kalim that she broke is because of Shmir Bebailam. So you see, a mazik is potter through Shmir Bebailam. Mishnah Melech says, L'chayr to steer on the Ravid. So the Mishnah Melech himself offers a couple of terutzim to explain the steer on the Ravid. First he says that the Ravid himself holds that mazik Bebailam was potter. And of course, if she is midin mazik according to the Ravid, the Shitase, that wouldn't be a problem. He's just asking according to the Rambam. The Rambam that holds in Hilchos Ishus that mazik Bebailam is chayiv, and the only reason she's potter is because of a takana. In that case, how could the Rambam say that Pshia Bebailam is potter since Pshia is midin mazik, and mazik Bebailam is chayiv according to the Rambam? The Ravid the Shitase is not a problem. The Ravid taka holds that mazik Bebailam is also potter. However, afterwards, the Mishnah Melech says a different mahalach to explain the steer and the Ravid. The Ravid that says over here that Mazik Bebailam is going to be Chayiv is talking about that he was Mazik Bechavonah. In such a case, he's considered a Behed Yedek Mazik, and such a person will be Chayiv even with Shmir Bebailam. However, by the wife who broke her husband's kalim, it wasn't b'chavon, it wasn't intentional. She was trying to clean the house, and by accident something broke. In such a case, it's not going to have a din mazik, it's going to have a din p'sheya alone, and therefore it's p'sheya b'bailam, and therefore she's going to be pater. So the Ravid's only going to pater a mazik when it goes under the title of p'sheya. True, adam mu'ud la'olam, and a person who's mazik, even Ba'inus is going to have to pay. Nevertheless, in the case of Shmira Bebailim, such a person is going to be Potter, as it's a lower level Mazik. It goes under the title of Pesheya, and therefore, if it's a case of Shmira Bebailim, is going to be Potter. But if it's Mamasha, Mazik Behedi, intentionally was Mazik, he'll be Chayiv, even if it's Shmira Bebailim. That's how the Mishnah Melech wants to answer the Stira in the Ravid whether Mazik Bebailim is Potter or Chayiv. However, Reb Chaim in his Ksavim has a beautiful mahalach to explain Shitas HaRavid in a totally different way. The Gemara on Beis says, Lahalocha, that the Ptur of Shmir Bebailam is Dafka when it was Bal of Imai B'Shas HaShailah, or B'Shas HaFkodah, when the Pikadon took place. However, it doesn't necessarily have to be that it's Bal of Imai the entire time. When the Einus Taka happened, it's only important that Tzbal of Imai B'Shas HaShayla, that'll pater, even if the Bailam weren't working anymore, for the Shayl B'Shas the Shvira Mesa. What's Pshat in that? Chaim explains, because the Chiv comes about B'Shas HaShayla. That is the cause of the Chiv, and therefore, if it's Tzbal of Imai by that moment in time, B'Shas HaShailu, which is Goyer of the whole Chiyuv, the male is considered Bal of Imai, and it doesn't have to be afterwards Bal of Imai as well. However, by Mazik, the din of Bal of Imai will be different. It will have to be Bal of Imai B'Shas HaShviru Meisuv, and it will not suffice to be Bal of Imai just B'Shas the Shailu. Because here the Mechayiv was Mischadish. It's a din Mazik, it's a new Mechayiv, a male. It would need to be Bal of Imai also by the Shail and also B'Shas the Pshia, which is a new Mechayiv. The Mazik is not something that was Minei Ubei B'Shas the Pikodin, B'Shas the Shail. There was a Mechayiv that was Nischadesh only when it happened. There was no Mazik, there was no Shame Mazik on the Shail when he was Shailed. That only happened later on. Therefore, since the Mechayiv comes later on, Ravid asks, how could we say that Shmir Bebailam by Pshia is going to be Potter according to the Rambam, even if he just was Bal of Imai B'Shas the Shailo, since he's a Mazik, he'll have to be Bal of Imai B'Shas the Pshia as well. And that's the Mechilas Halacha that the Rambam doesn't write, that by Pshia, by Shmir Bebailam, it has to be Bal of Imai B'Shas the Shailo and B'Shas the Pshia. Therefore, the Ravid says, it's Mochach that it's not a din mazik when you're machayev somebody for pshia. Rather, it's a halacha in Hilchos Shomrim like Gneiva Aveda and Einzin by Shail. But of course, the Ravid himself holds that mazik bevayelim was also going to be potter, just like we find in Hilchos Ishus, that if a wife breaks her husband's kelim, since it's balamim, she's going to be potter. Mele, it's miyushav, the steer and the Ravid. Of course, the Ravid holds mazik bevayelim as potter. That he says over here, that if it's a mazik, why would he be potter by shmir bevayelim? He just means, why would he be potter by shmir bevayelim if it was only balavimoy b'shasta shaila? If pshi is midin mazik, so then it would need to be balavimoy b'shas hamachayiv, and the machayiv comes about by the pshi as well, since it's not a regular halacha nilchas shaymerin from chiyuvei shmira, it's actually a din mazik that was neschadesh when he did the pshi. Now just one more nekuda. The Gemara brings shittas from Hamnuna, Amud Beis, that holds that for it to be Shmira B'Bailim, it has to be also he was with him B'Shas HaShail, and also B'Shas the Shviro Mesa. Not only that, Rav Hamnuna also holds that it has to be Ima B'Mlachtoi in the same Malacha that the Chayfetz HaNishal is being used for. And Sefer Horus Vitzunim brings the Shittas HaChinuch, the reason that Torah pattered the Shomrim by Balav Imai. The Chinuch writes, "Shatayr lo yichiva hashayel achar shabal akliyay behem imay." Torah's not going to mechayev the shayel or the shaymer if the bialim of the kli or the animal is working for the shayel. The mekivin shul l'shom yishmor v'shalay. Since he's there, the bialim himself is there with his own animal, so let him be shaymer himself. Now the Chinuch asks, the halacha is that once he's there b'shas shiloh, it's considered bal of ima, even though he's not there b'shas shvira u'meisa. So the Chinuch writes, "Efshel taritz b'zeh shlei rotsa teira loses hadvarim l'shiurin." Teira didn't want to write that if he's there the entire time, he's going to be potter, and if he's there just a little bit, it'll be chayiv. The Teira wrote derech klal, as long as the bialim were there, b'shas shiloh is going to be potter. That's the Chinuch. Now, the Meshech Chochma actually in Parshat Mishpatim on that pasuk brings an Aderes Eliyahu from the Goyin, and he explains with this svara that the idea behind the Ptur of Baal of Imo is because the Baalim could watch the animal himself. The Meshech Chochma explains that that's the reason Rav Hamnuna says it has to be the same Malacha, and Mishas HaShayla Chas Ashiru Meisa, since the whole reason of the Ptur is that he could watch it himself, and he doesn't need the shayels watching. He's there. And Mela, that only is going to apply if he's there with that same malacha that the behemoth is doing, or the chayfetz initial is being used for. And he's there the entire time. If not, this svar doesn't apply. He can't watch it after he leaves. He can't watch it if he's not near his behemoth. So the chinuch taka answered, la halacha, we don't care whether he's there the entire time. As long as there b'shas ha-shayla, we don't care if he's doing the malacha together with a chayvetz hanishal, because the Torah is speaking b'derech klal. But Rav Nuna doesn't hold that svara. He holds that it has to be dafka, where he can actually watch it himself, and therefore that svara only applies if he's there the entire time, and he's there dafka, working with the same malacha that the chayvetz hanishal is being used for.